Nolte, Another Never Trump Lie Debunked, Trump Can't Win. By John Nolte on May 8, 2023. The serially lying Never Trumpers have spent months spreading the lie that former President Donald Trump can't beat his fraudulent NC Joe Biden in a 2024 rematch. Yeah, well, the data proves the exact opposite. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump currently enjoys a single-point lead over Biden. If the 2024 election were held today, the poll of polls says Trump would beat Biden nationally 44-43%. If Trump beats Biden nationally, he will almost certainly win the Electoral College. In fact, Trump won the Electoral College in 2016 even though he lost the national ballot to Hillary Clinton by 2.1 points, 46.1-48.2%. Most importantly, a recent ABC News/Washington Post poll has Trump beating slow Joe by a full 7 points, 49-42% when leaners are included. This is not a poll kind to Republicans, and it shows Trump romantically close to the magic 50% mark. Without leaners, Trump beats Biden by 6 points, 45-39%. Listen, although my vote is currently leaning towards Trump, when it comes to the choice between Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, that's what you call a luxury problem. Trump has already proven to be a great president. DeSantis would unquestionably be a great president. But the proven liars in the Never Trump movement continue to assure us 1. Trump can't win, so 2. We must vote for DeSantis, who can win. Except in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, DeSantis is only ahead of Biden by 1.6 points. DeSantis has bested Biden in 6 of the last 9 national polls, with 1 tie. Trump has bested Biden in 3 of the last 9 national polls, with 2 ties. Yes, things look a smidge better for DeSantis, but we are so far inside the margin of polling error, this is a distinction with no difference. Sure, these numbers could change, but as of right now, there is zero proof Trump can't win and zero proof DeSantis has a better chance of beating his fraudulency. The arguments against Trump's chances go like this. Biden already, allegedly, beat Trump once. Yes, but things are very, very different today. In 2020, Biden hid his faltering age in a basement and was remembered fondly as Barack Obama's vice president. Biden's health and mental issues are out front now, and people are longing for Trump's robust economy. Biden promised a return to normalcy. That hasn't happened. Biden has opened our borders, embraced transvestites, embraced the permanent mutilation of children to appease these transvestites. Violent crime is exploding, and gas stoves are being outlawed. You might ask what that has to do with the price of eggs. Well, eggs now cost $4 a dozen. Inflation is killing us, and although the media refuses to say so, we are in an economic recession. So, yes, Trump will be running against Biden in a very different environment. Plus, Trump is one of only 46 people in history ever to win the American presidency. He knows how to win this office. He's done something almost no one else ever has. Winning the presidency is a unique accomplishment, a unique talent. We still don't know how DeSantis will handle the big stage. His soft launch rehearsal with Piers Morgan was not terribly impressive. That doesn't mean he can't improve, but it does mean we don't know if this great governor is a Scott Walker, a great governor who didn't carry the stature for the big job, or a Ronald Reagan, a great governor who did. But the idea that Trump can't win in 2024 is pure nonsense, pure Never Trump propaganda. Never forget that Never Trump backed Hillary Clinton. Even though we all knew in 2016 that the next president would replace at least 2 Supreme Court justices, Trump ended up replacing 3. Never Trump is not principled, but they are Democrats. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.